Welcome to The Hitch, week 4.
Hello.
Hi.
Day 27, right?
Day 27.
Oh my gosh, it really is hard to believe.
I know, we're just 3 days away from the midpoint.
Don't say that.
I know.
I want it to never end.
Yeah, me neither.
It's just like, there's just so much that even when we're... Hey! So much sneezing.
Excuse me. Apparently. I've been sneezy.
You are. You're allergic to, I think, everything. Everywhere.
I woke up at 2 in the morning last night with a raging bad allergy attack.
I know.
And I have not really recovered. I'm going to totally sneeze throughout this whole recording, I think.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, real good times. But yeah, no, we're coming up on the halfway point. 60 days felt like so long.
Not that long ago.
But now suddenly it's like, Jesus, we're coming up on the halfway point and... We are also coming up, we'll talk more about this tomorrow probably, but we're coming up to a point where we're actually stowing the trailer again.
Yeah, we're and
spending
having
a week
break.
Away and like, I don't really want to.
I don't either. I'm really sad to store her. She goes tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we had to do it because we're going up into the mountains and staying at my sister's place. But also, honestly, I tried to find places down in Colorado.
Yeah.
And... I just didn't book in enough advance.
Right.
Like summer times are super busy times, and in places like Colorado, you got to do it like 6 months to a year in advance to get places. So,
but also like we were like we don't know what it's gonna be like.
Yeah, maybe we'll want a
break at the halfway point.
Yeah, but I don't want a break. I mean, I'm excited to go to my sister's in the mountains, and I'm sure we'll have a great time. But I don't want to leave
Evangeline.
This is our home. And I am sad thinking like tomorrow we have to pack out basically.
Yeah.
Which will be a real heartbreaker.
But it was to that end.
Yeah.
I was working at the library today and
you came
by and you were like, hey, we just met these people.
We just met these. Yeah, it was funny. I witnessed something that would be my nightmare, which is, okay, so you were working, and me and the kids were going to go to Estes Park, which is only like 20, 25 miles from here or something, and just kind of kick around for a while. The teenager was bored, and we needed to, and the river was low. He's been tubing like crazy, but for some reason it was really low today, so there was a lot of like butt. Hitting on rocks.
I tried to tube today, and boy.
You did tube. You didn't just try. You did it.
That was not exactly a real, ego boost.
Yeah.
Getting stuck on rocks.
But everybody
constantly.
Got stuck. It wasn't just it's you, true. Dan. It was every single person.
Yeah.
He went in and, he ended up doing, 3 or 4 runs, but he was kind of miserable the whole time and getting scraped up by rocks and whatnot. Anyway, so he just needed something to do. So we jumped in the car. We were going to head up to Estes Park, and all of a sudden I realized we're not going anywhere because there was a big fifth wheel, this guy backing in his giant fifth wheel into one of the spots. There was actually a lot of turnover today.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people leaving, a lot of new people coming, and there was a line of, 3 people waiting because it's a one-way street, basically, down where these campgrounds, where the campsites are. And, you've got somebody backing a giant fifth wheel in, traffic has stopped.
A fifth wheel, I don't know if we've ever explained
talked
some
about
of the
what that is.
Terminology,
yeah.
But fifth wheels are huge.
Huge.
Huge trailers.
So tall,
that
too.
Hitch into the bed,
into the
of,
bed
a pickup
of a truck
instead of hitching to the back.
Like a horse trailer does.
Yeah, or like a semi.
Or like a semi.
Like the hitch looks very much like a semi on a fifth wheel. And they are, A, they are just enormous. And B, they seem to outnumber traditional trailers by a lot now.
Yeah, that has been a real surprise. And who knows if it's just what we happen to be seeing on our route or what. But we're like the tiny guys in the campsite.
But anyway, so this fifth wheel's backing in.
So, backing in, and then this couple, so people are kind of just standing around waiting. I mean, there's nothing you can do.
You might hear the 13-year-old cracking up in the background. He's listening to a podcast that is not ours.
Yeah, that's not ours. A funny one.
Yeah.
He's laughing. So anyway, there were some of us. And me being a person who's lived in, you know, and done a lot of driving and been living in a fairly urban environment for a long time, just went around them, just automatically went around this big class A, which, you know, those are the big bus like ones. Anyway, I just like went around it. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a jerk. We're in this little campsite. I should not be like just whipping around people. But that's just like second nature to me. I'm like, oh, something's blocking my way. I'm going around it. So anyway, I did that and I caught myself like, okay, I'm being rude. And there's a giant guy trying to back up. And so we all just kind of hung out. And this is where we're getting to my nightmare. Watch the guy back up into his space.
Oh, no.
Yeah. My biggest nightmare at this point,
so
one of them.
So you and these like class A people?
Me and these class A people, this
couple.
So
again, terminology. Class A are motorhomes.
The driving motorhomes.
They're the ones that look like
the big ones that look
buses.
Like buses. Yeah. I mean, they're not always that giant, but they have that flat face. The flat face. Anyway, these people, I had my window down and I thought, oh my God, I'm so glad when I backed this into this spot that there were not like 10 people sitting around watching, because I just would have cried. But anyway, this guy backed in like very easily and did a great job. So, sidebar, he did a great job.
Good job, guy.
Good job, random fifth wheel guy. Anyway, this couple started talking to me and they said, oh, where are you from? In Illinois. And I told them, and it turns out they're also originally from Illinois. So we talked all about, you know, the area, and they're actually from fairly close to where we live. And then they started just asking, you know, we just started talking about all sorts of stuff. And had a really good conversation. They're full timers. They've been on the road for 2 years.
Oh.
I know. Yeah.
That's all I want.
So
now.
Jealous. Yeah. I know. You know, when we took that 7.5-week road trip like 2 years ago, as time went on, I just wanted to keep going more and more. Like, I was getting less road weary as time went on.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
I'm starting to feel that same way. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, first of all, we still have a long way to go. So we shouldn't go there yet. But anyway, these people were telling me, you know, they had just come from the campsite that we had just come from.
The
they were like
campsite,
us like a week later.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about the different campsites and, you know, just chatting, and they were great. And so they were, you know, talking a little bit about their lives. And so we had a pleasant conversation, and then the guy finished backing in and we went our separate ways. And then we popped by the library and saw you later in the afternoon. And we were sitting outside on a little table, and I said, oh, I met this really nice couple, these full timers. And we were talking about all our travels and then they walked up.
Yeah.
It was like they just appeared.
Yeah.
Boom.
They were like, it's like the
they
candy
just
man.
Like, yeah, they were just there. And I was like, okay, now remember, Lyons is a very small town.
Yes. So small that, in fact, later on this evening, me and the 13-year-old went to this little video game arcade in the basement as sort of a ratty bar. And as we were walking there, we passed them as well.
It's like you're going to see people.
Yeah,
it's, so
like
it's
literally two streets.
It's very small. So it wasn't a big shocker that we ran into them, but... So we started talking again, there's our AC.
I'm
holding the mic
off.
And I introduced them to Dan, and we started talking in more detail about, you know, our travels, and they were asking us all sorts of questions, which we were like, shrug, we don't know yet.
Yeah, you know, oh, what kind of wattage are you pulling? Like,
Yeah, they had a way.
Oh, what's your black tank volume? I'm like,
we're still afraid of it.
Yeah,
basically,
we're still living in fear of the poo.
We're
cone.
Afraid of the poo cone still. Anyway, but it was they had all these tips and interesting things, and I realized how and you know, then they talked about this place they're staying where they got a really good deal. They're going to Yellowstone after this as well, and we're going to be there. They're going to be there a little later than us. But I was like, oh, where are you staying? And they had all these, you know, insider tips and stuff. And I realized that so much information is passed along this way.
From like campsite to campsite.
From just talking to people. And, you know, you can certainly find some stuff out online, but there's all these like insider tips that like, boy, did I feel like a novice for sure. Again, always. But it was also great. I mean, they were so nice and friendly and open and telling us all these things that were very helpful to us. It was great.
Yeah, it was. And it like, it also, I mean, they're in their second year now, right? Of being out. And you realize like, they probably were pretty similar to us when they started and like living in fear of the poo cone or whatever, you know, and now...
Well, one of them even said that at one point.
The poo cone?
No. She was talking about, you know, that they some of the mistakes that they had made early on and that kind of thing, trying to make us feel better.
Yeah, and but it's like, you know, they are about to embark, they were saying, on 2 weeks of only electric.
Right.
Which is, that's a real
That's really hard for me to imagine right now.
Like we, so there are two tanks in a trailer. We have a black tank that's only where the toilet goes into.
Yeah.
And then there's the gray tank. And that's like the shower, which we still haven't used, and the sinks.
We still have a lot of fear, apparently.
And like we have to empty the gray tank about every other day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't.
And they're going to go 2 weeks.
Well, they did have bigger tanks. They told us.
Yeah, I mean, but I know like they're bigger. But twice as big.
Also,
so that would be 3 days based on our consumption.
Well, they were asking us, have you ever boondocked, which is...
The term for not being at a campsite.
For not being
or
hooked
with
up,
hookups.
You know, so you're basically, you fill up your water tanks and that's what you've got for your water. And then, you know, you fill up your other tanks and you dump them somewhere later. But you... They said that they know that they can go 10 days.
That's amazing.
Which is amazing to me because we are like running through the gray tank. Like I cannot believe it. And I try to be really good when I wash dishes, but it's just a complete shift.
But I think that like, you know, she did say like, oh yeah, we just use paper plates
and that's
disposable
true.
Forks and stuff. So it's like,
and we're like
they're really thinking
just,
about
they're thinking about it.
You know, what's the best way of doing it? Whereas we're kind of... Sort of thinking about it, but not much because we're totally hooked up.
Right,
here.
We're hooked
it's not
up.
A problem to empty the tank. You know.
Well, yeah, they kept asking me all these questions, and I was like, you know what? We know so little that we're just doing as full of hookups as we can until we get a sense of
how it all
much
works.
We use and how you know all of that stuff works. But we're getting there.
But it was awesome.
It
like
was
you know,
awesome.
We ended up outside the library talking with them for probably about 30 minutes and just kind of like. Realizing like, oh, wow, you know, like once you get it, like he had this thing that tells him the wattage or the whatever that each appliance in his whole rig is using. And so they really know like what their power consumption
is. Right. So they don't like burn out.
Right. Because they've got a much bigger rig. Well, no, they are more worried about trying to pull more amp. Than they have coming in.
Yeah.
Which we don't really ever have that problem other than, you did flip the,
I did
flip the breaker, but you didn't you didn't pop it at the actual plug.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fascinating. And it also was like, kind of just felt like that conversation that happens right at the moment where you're like, how do I make this last forever? And then here are people
here
who are like,
we
oh yeah, we're doing that.
We didn't get very personal with them to know like how they can afford to do it. Like, do they actually work on the road or did they make money or did they just have money? I mean, I don't know. We didn't get
That's
into
the
that.
Big mystery.
That's the big mystery. We didn't get into that part. But it was awesome. They were super nice and, you know, given us some pointers and we probably could have gone on and on, kept talking to them for much longer.
But I was actually trying to work.
You were trying to work. Like, yeah, we just did a quick swing by. And the 3-year-old was like, I want you stop talking, please.
Yeah.
Like he was like over it. Over the adults talking. But yeah.
But yeah, it was awesome. You know, it was just great to kind of like, especially because they were like our age-ish.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a little older, but not much.
Not much.
You know, other folks that you meet that are kind of on the road forever, often like retirees, you know, and that it was interesting to kind of be like, oh, you are, you've, you know, at least parts of your existence mirror ours. You're from the same basic area, you
same
know, that
area.
Sort of thing.
We knew a lot of,
and yet there
stuff,
they
yeah.
are like driving a tour bus around, you know.
I know.
And yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It was very awesome.
Yeah. Little thing to dream about. Yeah. Here on our last day in this idyllic
I
little
know.
Campsite.
Oh, I don't want to leave Lyons. It's
no,
been great.
It's been great.
It's so nice here.
It is. But tomorrow,
there's other nice places.
Tomorrow
and
we got to stow it.
Oh, Evangeline. I'm very sad about that.
So we'll give you an update on that.
Yeah. We'll talk about how that works. We're going to a storage facility we've never been to. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
There could be hijinks.
All right. Talk to you then.
Good night.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.